This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Hello, hey. Our wonderful listeners.
We're here with episode 68, and we're going to talk about standing up for what you believe.
Yes. Can we vote that this year has been crazy?
Crazy.
Yeah. But it's like it couldn't get any worse. We did that once. We had several years ago, we were going through a trial and we're like, Lisa, can't get any worse. And every time we said that, like something more terrible would happen.
Kind of felt that way this year.
Yes.
So I've been thinking a lot about this topic lately in relation to my children. First, this is not a political episode in any way. So just know we're not going to talk political beliefs at all. But we're going to talk about the importance of learning how to stand up for what you do believe in. And I think that this is a really important thing to teach our children right now. The world is full of political statements and protesting and standing and fighting for what you believe in right now. And
it's even attacking if you don't post the right thing.
Yeah.
Then you are against somebody or an organization.
And it feels scary to share your opinion right now.
Yeah. Like I saw somebody made an offhanded joke and it wasn't about race. It wasn't about something really simple, and people jumped on and told them what a horrible human they are and just attacked this person.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoa, oh, okay.
So we want to talk about how to do this without attacking or arguing, but standing up in a gracious way, in a kind way, and helping our children know the importance of it and how to do it in a good way.
Yeah. In a way that actually brings change and brings light instead of tearing another person or another organization down.
Yeah. I, for one, don't want my kids to be the kind of people that just blow with the wind of like whoever's leading that day and whatever is the popular opinion that day. I want my kids to be strong enough and brave enough to be the leaders and to be leading with goodness, you know, not just, hey, come follow me on this fun next adventure or whatever, you know. But to stand up for their values and their morals and the things that I've been teaching them and want them to be an example of.
Yeah, this is really, I love this because this is about teaching your children values and teaching them a beautiful way to share those values that uplift versus tear down.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, because I think people have done this before of like there needs to be change, and they did it through love, through like some beautiful ways versus vicious or violent or hurtful ways.
Yeah. And when you can instill these things into your kids, and so it's a part of their character, they will live it, and they will live as kind and gracious and respectful people. And so that's generally what I want to talk about here, and some ways that you can do that and help your children to learn that. I'm generally a pretty private person. And when it comes to hard topics and hard emotions, I kind of just take a step back and try not to say anything or try not to stir up any trouble. And that comes from my childhood of living in a big family of lots of loud people. And I would always just try to be the peacemaker. And so I was like, oh, I'll never say anything hard or controversial because that'll make someone yell or fight. And I don't want anyone to yell or fight. I like peace. And so I did everything I could all the time to create peace in my home as a kid. And I try to do the same in our home now. But there's not going to always be peace, and there's not going to always be happy thoughts and feelings. And so to learn how to stand up and say what you feel when it takes courage is not going to be easy.
You know what? It's interesting too. When you look at through the scriptures, like Jesus himself and apostles and prophets, they had to stand up for truth and goodness, and it was not always well received, especially Jesus, right? Like he had tons of people who loved him and followed him,
but more who did not.
Yes. Or people with a lot of power who did not. And so standing up for truth can seem frightening and scary, but at the end of the day and at the end of your life, like if you're looking back at it, are you going to be like, oh, I'm glad I blended in with the crowd?
You know, I was talking about this with my mom on Sunday in our home church. Home church is fun.
I love home church.
I actually love it too. And I love, my mom comes over to our house every Sunday for it. But we were talking about just that exact thing about how when Christ was on trial, he said nothing. He didn't fight. He didn't list all the points they were wrong, even though he could have, and he could have, like, you know, struck them dead if he wanted to. He did nothing. He was peaceful and he was quiet and just let them say their piece. And I think sometimes that's a really important thing also, is to just let there be peace.
My grandpa was really, he's still alive. He's 90 something years old and he's just this awesome person. And I remember one time we had somebody gossip about us and spread some lies about us. And I was talking to him and I was like, Grandpa, I don't know what to do. Like, do I call these people out? What do I do? And he goes, by your fruit, people will know like who you are. Mm-hmm. And so taking like, if somebody said something untruthful about me and then you do good works, people will know that's untrue. Like, no, yeah. Meg would never do those things because I know her character. I know who she is. And so there's no reason to defend yourself when you believe in yourself and you're doing good.
And you're living what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's so important. Yeah. So here's a couple. So right now it might seem like the only way to get your voice heard is to go out and march and protest and yell, right?
Yeah.
That's not the only way. That's not the only way to stand up for something you believe in. Sometimes that's a good way, but that's not the only way. A couple of just simple things that you can do and you can teach your kids to do is to write a letter to a government leader. My son has done that a few times for like for his Eagle Scout. He had to write to different political leaders and he received letters back and he was so impressed that they took the time to write him back. It was probably a staffer or something, but still he did it and he expressed opinions. You can sign petitions. You can write news opinion pieces and volunteer for causes that you believe in and work for them. And like she was just saying, show it by your character, you know, walk the talk and walk the things that you believe in.
I think social media is a great way too, to be a light out there.
Definitely. Right now, especially, things are so dark and hard right now and there's so much bickering going on social media and on the news, everywhere you turn, basically. And so anything that is a light
well, there's
and a bright spot.
I don't know if they're just on Instagram or where, but Good News Minute, or what is that what it's called?
Some Good
Moment?
News.
Yes.
Some Good News.
And I think what a beautiful organization or post. Like it went to a million followers how quickly, because people are like, yes, there are good things happening. And so this person, like they weren't loud and they weren't mean, but like, here's something beautiful.
Yeah.
And people flock to it like, thank you. I knew there was good in this world.
Yeah. Yeah. And people were just craving it too right now. So here's some ways that you can help just through regular everyday conversations with your children and, you know, experiences in your home, that you can help your kids to learn how to stand up for what they believe in and to express their opinions in healthy ways.
Yes.
And to not be afraid. So one thing I think is important is to have deep discussions with your kids about hard topics. You know, that'll change depending on their age, but help them to solidify their beliefs and their morals in these hard things.
Yeah. And I think it's great too to have those conversations in a safe space because maybe they've heard terminology that opposes what they're actually trying to say that may be linked with an organization that they don't believe in that organization, but they've heard a phrase. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
And
yeah.
So just teaching them like in a safe space, like, oh yeah, well, how do you feel about this? What about this? Mm-hmm. And like, well, this is the counter argument. So what do you think about that?
Yeah.
And so I think it's really great to have a safe space of just like, oh, what do I think about this group, this organization, this movement, whatever.
Right. Teaching empathy, I think, is a really big, important thing for everyone to understand. And that's just, you know, trying to think of what that person might be feeling during this hard time in their life. Because sometimes people say really hurtful things and it comes from a place of hurt in them. And so if you think for a moment before reacting about, oh, they must really be hurting. I had a really unkind comment on my Facebook wall recently and about, you know, stuff I don't want to mention, but anyway, and the comment I saw it and I said, oh, in my response, I said, I can tell that you're really hurting. And I could have said a number of other things that were not kind because they were not kind to me, but I chose instead to just recognize that person's in pain. Mm-hmm. And so if you can teach your children to recognize that, and instead of instantly reacting with another negative attack back, stopping and thinking, what's a polite response, or what's a kind way I can handle this, so that they realize
what's going on for that person that they feel they need to attack.
Right. Yeah. They might be experiencing some deep pain right now. And so just recognize that and teach them to recognize that.
I think that's great. Cause I had one time I had Master George had lost his mind at the grocery store. Right. And so the good old days when we went grocery shopping with children. And so he's buckled in to the cart and he's screaming. And the lady in front of me just like was mean and rude and irritated. And like my eyes filled up with tears and I wanted to say lots of mean things. And I got home and I was able to think, what's going on with her that she's so irritated with a 2-year-old that she felt the need to get after a mom. Mm-hmm. Like she must have some serious stuff she's dealing with.
Yeah.
And that was easier for me to not take it so personally. Like I'm not a horrible mom. I'm not a bad, mm-hmm. whatever. Just like, oh, she must be dealing with something very hard right now.
Yeah. The next one I have is to teach them assertiveness,
mm-hmm.
and just being able to like speak well and stand up and respond well and the posture that they hold. I always think of you. Megan taught this class at our homeschool co-op, and this was one of her. Yeah. What was that from?
Stand up. It's for the 12 Rules of Life by Jordan Peterson, and the very first rule is stand up straight with your shoulders back.
Yeah. And she would have the kids practice that every week. And so we would get up and all of us, she would say it and we're like, everyone was slouching. And so if you take time to just change your posture, you look more confident in anything that you're going to say.
And I want to say that you also get a, what is it? Dopamine hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you are like open chested, you get a dopamine hit and you do feel more confident because we're the only animal that exposes our guts. What's the right word? Like your most
our core,
but like mm-hmm. every other animal is over and protecting their inside.
That's interesting.
And so to expose yourself like that and being so vulnerable and bold is very empowering.
Yeah. I like that. What do I have? Oh yeah. Teaching them how to say no to things that they don't want or don't believe in.
Yeah. Especially when pride's on the line or mm-hmm. embarrassment, mm-hmm. a friend they really like.
Yeah.
And to be able to say no.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And also knowing why they're saying no. You know, it's not just about, oh, my mom told me I can't. But maybe just a real reason why. If like for instance, in our faith, we don't drink alcohol. And so if a kid is at a party where alcohol is being served and they're made fun of for not partaking in it, mm-hmm. If they have a good valid reason behind it, well, not only am I not allowed, but I know that it's not good for me and I know that it's going to affect my behavior and it's going to make it unsafe for me to drive home. And, you know, there's a whole list of reasons. And so if they understand those reasons and why it's important for them to stand up for that belief.
Yeah. I like this next one too. It's helping them gain confidence in public speaking. And I think being able to first formulate your opinion mm-hmm. and then to express it eloquently enough, and I add enough, in a way that other people can understand the message you're trying to give.
Yeah.
Which is, it's powerful. And it doesn't have to be up on a tower.
Or yelling.
And that's, I think, social media, like, is technically can be public speaking, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But being able to get up in front of people as well and have that confidence to say, this isn't okay.
Yeah.
Is powerful.
The next one I also really like a lot is letting them have their say in your home. So often we just kind of squash down their opinions and their feelings and just say, well, because I said so, because this is what we need
or whatever. Because they're young.
Or they're little.
You don't get it.
Yeah. You're too little to have any opinion. Right. And they need to know that their opinion matters. And if they know that and it's recognized in their home, then outside of their home, they'll feel more confident in expressing their own opinion.
You know, Karen added that and I liked it, but I didn't realize like some of the habits we had went along with some of these items because we do our family meeting every Sunday and every week my little 9-year-old has lots of concerns. Like you looked at me wrong. You touched me, you flicked me and I do not like to be flicked, right? And the big kids are always going to be like, oh my gosh, here we go again. And we've been saying, no, let him speak. Let him have his peace. And it was interesting because literally last week he said to his sister, you keep flicking me. And she goes, do you remember the, like, before that even happened, you were, and I can't remember what it was, you kicked me, you did this to me. And all of a sudden he was able to hear a full story and see, like, oh, I got a chance to present myself, and she got a chance to present herself. And now we both see, oh, we're doing behaviors that other people don't enjoy. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, be quiet, quit crying about everything. She just flicked you. It's not that big of a deal, you know?
Yeah.
So I love to have that safe space of, like, yeah, what I have to say does matter.
Yeah. And then finally, you have research. Teach them how to research topics that they want to learn more about so that they have the knowledge behind their opinions too.
Yeah.
And to research both sides, not just to go to one side and one source only, but to look at both sides so that they have a well-rounded opinion and understand all of the facts.
I know our friend, being vegan, I don't think is a hot topic right now, so I feel safe saying that. But our friend who's vegan, I remember she did this with her kids. Said, here's arguments for, here are arguments against. I am choosing to be vegan, but I'm allowing you to make the choice you want.
I do that with my kids. I'm the only one in my house that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them why. They ask me often, why do you choose to eat that way? And I tell them my reasons and my opinions, but I don't ever force it on them because I want them to make that choice for themselves. And I think that that's a personal choice.
Yeah. So. But I love that the presentation of both sides.
Mm-hmm, I like that.
Like, here's what people think about this, and here's like, and something else. So
we are both members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also called LDS or Mormon is probably what you've most often heard. And I know we have a lot of different listeners of many faiths on this podcast. And I actually really love that.
I do too.
And I just want you guys to know, we appreciate all of your opinions and your beliefs. And I have had a lot of experiences. I grew up in Southern Florida, where I was a minority in terms of my religious choice. And there were very few members of my faith down there. And there were so many times in my life that I had to learn to stand up for my beliefs, because there were a lot of things that people would say to me to mock me that were hurtful, and in school settings and various places. And it still happens often online, where my faith is mocked and made fun of. From various people of various faiths that do that. And I know often it comes from a good place in their heart where they're trying to help save me. Mm-hmm. And I feel I am saved from my own faith and my own choices. And so, you know, we all have our own differing beliefs there. And there was even a time in history classes in school when I had to stand up and correct my teacher for teaching false things about our faith and about our church's history. And it was a really hard thing for me. As I've mentioned often, I am not a person that really likes to stand up and express myself and express opinions and hard things. But this was something that really taught me a lot of courage and gave me a lot of strength and made me, it was a huge part of what made me who I am today, because I had to consistently defend my beliefs and my choices. And it wasn't an easy thing as a teenager and as a kid to constantly be asked and teased for my faith. And so sometimes being a little different and having a choice like that can be a really good thing, even if you're different than others and your beliefs may vary, but that doesn't make it wrong to talk about.
Yes, I actually have a new client who is Jewish. And so she asked me, are you okay that I'm not Christian? And I thought, yes, I'm okay that you're not Christian. And it was neat. The first time we talked, she actually told me a lot of what she believes and a lot of Jewish traditions. And so I loved that. And then I asked her, are you okay if I accidentally say Christ? Like, is it ever offensive? And she was like, oh my gosh, no. And so it was just this beautiful, like, I can be Jewish, I can be Christian, we can be friends, we can work together, and there doesn't need to be any anger towards one another.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that in this world right now, we're seeing so much of, if you don't agree with me and my opinion and my way, you are wrong and you are evil. And this is one of the biggest things I want my kids to learn right now, is that we are all different on this earth, and we are all beautiful and amazing people, no matter what we think or believe or say or do or look like. Each one of us is special because of who we are. And we can talk to people that have different opinions and different beliefs and look different and still be friends with them. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. And I am okay with that. And I hope you guys are okay with it if we sometimes mention our faith, even though you may not believe the exact same way that we do. We still respect you for your choices. And we hope you'll do the same to us.
Because I read books all the time from other Christians of different Christian religions.
I love it.
And I think there's so much
and
truth
I learned so
truth.
Much goodness and truth from whatever faith it is that I'm learning about and studying. And I took a couple of world religion classes in college because I just really love to study different religions and faiths. And I spent time in Israel and got to learn about the Jewish faith and the Muslim faith. And I loved those times and the things that I've learned and the goodness I learned from each of those. And
yeah. Oh, I think a good way to do this with school too, is the kind of literature books you're reading. Someone like Corrie Ten Boom, who saw something wrong with what was going on, and she stood up for her beliefs. Now, she did it in a way where she wasn't out with somebody with a gun, and she didn't run out there and just go, hey, this is wrong. But she did what she could. She made a hiding room and hid Jews and tried to protect them and the light that she was. But I think of William Tyndale. He wanted the Bible in English and super grateful for him for having the courage to go through with that and translate it. And so I think there are a lot of times you can show through different literature books of giving them good, real people who were able to do this and then give them courage as well.
I love that.
To stand up
so much through the stories that we read. And if kids can get that into their heart, you know, of like, this courageous person did this and look how amazing they are and look how they're remembered. And I can be courageous too. And I can stand up for something that I know is wrong or right or whatever it may be. And I can talk to somebody different than me and be nice to them. Yes.
Yeah. And so it's just, it's, I think, and then even having the question, like, would I have the courage? So I think what Hitler did was wrong. I think everybody agrees with me on that. I don't think that's under attack right now. Hopefully not. But would I have the courage if that came to my community right now and that put my family's lives in danger? Would I have the courage still now? And those are really good conversations to have with your kids. Like, okay, let's pretend we just get invaded by another country. And they say this type of people is wrong and they want them out in a camp. Like, do we dare protect them? Do we know that we understand that they truly are children of God no matter what, right? So do you have the courage really to do that? And then you could even incorporate it with your school of giving like opportunities to stand up for goodness or truth or sharing your values in a kind, tactful way.
Right.
So I think that's an easy way to incorporate that with homeschool.
Yeah, I love that. And I think along with, let's see what I've got here. Just, it goes both ways. We need to not only be able to, talk to people or share our opinions, but also to listen. I think listening is a huge part of it as well, because often we think we just need to get our opinion and express our opinion and get it out at those people so they'll agree with me. But it's a two-way street, and we need to be able to listen and take the feedback and listen to others' thoughts and opinions as well.
Yeah, I think it was Jordan Peterson who went on a speaking tour, and he took a man with him who had different opinions than he did. And I haven't listened to all of these, but I believe my husband have. And so he would have these awesome discussions with very different points of view and just saying, like, I am pro this. I am not pro this, and being able to, and even not be, switched over to their way of thinking, but just being able to say, this is what I feel, think, believe, this is what I think, feel, and believe, and I can still respect you as a human, love you as a person, and it's okay that we differ in this opinion.
Right.
And I think that's really beautiful to be able to listen to somebody and saying, like, wow, you're really hurting. Well, why? Why is this so sad? Why is this so hard?
Yeah. And when things are hard and when you feel like your character or your beliefs are under attack, it can hurt. It can hurt a lot. And it's really easy to just fight back and to, you know, push back. And so if you can give your kids opportunities or help them understand that when those kinds of situations arise, what's the proper way to respond and what's the proper way to handle this and express your belief in an appropriate way.
Mm-hmm. So we hope this is giving you guys some courage to stand up for what you believe in and some ways to teach your children of to stand up for what you believe and some ways to incorporate it into your school.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.